thought it would be a lot harder.
You mean you've got through 20 days?
My last drink was at midnight on...
Oh, that's good. That's impressive.
I thought it would be a lot harder than it is, but...
I've gone sugar-free life.
That's good. Even better.
About 3 days ago, I decided that's the end of sugars for me. No more sweets, no more cakes.
No more processed food, biscuits.
The last piece of processed sugar that I am going to have in my future life were two macaroons from in Ballincollig from Bite Size.
Oh, okay.
I'd never been in Bite Size in Ballincollig. Didn't even know it existed.
Oh.
I thought, is there a Bite Size in Bishopstown?
Douglas.
In where?
In Douglas.
Oh, right. Well, I must have known.
I think you're probably confused because of the B's, Ballincollig and Bishopstown. Maybe you're confusing.
I got them mixed up because I've known they had a place in one of those places that begins with a B.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had two macaroons. I wouldn't be sending people there for macaroons. Not that I know where to send anyone in Cork for macaroons.
I don't think there is a place in the world who sends somebody for macaroons, surely.
Oh God, yeah, there is. There's this extraordinary place in Paris. And I have had good macaroons in other places.
Oh, and then there's macarons and there's macaroons. I don't know.
Well, the French is 1-0.
I think there's a... Anyway, they're not my favourite thing anyway. So
oh, right, okay. I love them. Oh, love them. But anyway, people.
Macarons versus macaroons, what's the difference? There we go, that's the kind of... here we go, reject all.
Are we getting a difference, or just a spelling difference?
We are getting a difference. You're talking about these.
I am, yeah.
So now let me just see which is which, because I always get confused. Macaron and a macaroon. What is a macaron? Okay, yeah, you're talking about those guys.
I certainly am.
Morning.
Morning. I certainly am. Thank you. And macaroons, on the other hand, I do like. Macarons, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mexican.
Where were macaroons invented? I mean, what a weird thing to have two...
Well, macaroons I've had in Holland, and they're...
I must get the etymology of the two, because
I'm looking at this thinking, the original macaroons, yeah, I know them with coconut, but the original ones were with almonds. And a shot of amaretto, therefore, amaretti.
Well,
so the versions were closer to amaretti, so they must have taken their inspiration from Italian cuisine, surely.
I've had both. I did not know the name of the ones with coconut on them.
They're leavened with egg whites instead of flour or baking powder, macaroons are commonly served during the 8-day Jewish celebration of Passover. Does that mean they're kosher? They're kosher, then. I don't really know what kosher means.
Does kosher mean blessed by a rabbi?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's an ingredients element to it that goes beyond. Thank
no,
you, Alison.
Thank you very much.
Is there an ingredient?
Or a lack of ingredient. It's something like, or it's prepared in a particular way, or... I don't really know. I should know. I should investigate. Right. This morning's lesson, Paul, shall be about what on earth is kosher food.
How are you?
Maybe a rabbi has to bless food which is prepared in a special way.
I doubt it's anything to do with a rabbi, because
right.
Muslims have kosher food as well. So.
Yes, but... Well, it's certainly partly the way an animal has to be slaughtered in a particular way to have it eligible for kosher.
Okay, I immediately may have to retract my statement that Muslims have kosher food as well, and I'm sure they have some rules as well.
They do.
But kosher.
They have its what's the word for Muslim? Anyway, it's
halal.
Halal. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So kosher anyway is food, premises, etc., satisfying the requirements of Jewish law. observing Jewish food laws. Still doesn't help us.
Explains the role of the rabbi.
According to the requirements of Jewish law, right, this is as useless as anything.
I think they have to be cooked in a place where everything else is kosher.
Right. Ask the average person and they might say, blessed by a rabbi.
Oh, is that what it says? Yeah. So good, I'm an average person. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're not scraping the barrel of humanity or anything. God, what a dreadful thing to say. However, is Hebrew for fit or appropriate? Oh my God, Paul. Describes foods that are suitable for a Jew to eat. But let's by all means not explain what the frickin' hell that is.
Are you looking at Google?
No, I'm looking at all kinds of articles that are supposed to tell me.
Well, I'm sure if you went to Wikipedia, you'd get the right answer, wouldn't you?
These are people being very drawn out and clever for SEO purposes. Kosher foods, right. Well, Wikipedia starts off saying that they're foods that conform to Jewish dietary regulations.
Well, yes, I suppose that is the really important thing to know.
Specific criteria? Oh, shit.
They will have a chapter or a section on...
Split them out. Oh, my God. Definition of what a dairy product is. Oh, this is starting to rip my head, Paul.
We didn't ask it about dairy.
No, but it's doing the whole, it splits out
all
into
different things.
Just in case you don't know what dairy food is... Oh. Right, here we go. Permitted and forbidden animals. Okay, so it has to be...
Oh, so kosher is a generic term.
Yeah, so
it's not a term to which describes how to do a particular form of cooking.
No. Well, that may come into it.
Yeah, but
by that
cooking,
stage, you're fairly advanced down the road, route of... Can
yes.
I use this ingredient or not?
Yes.
So, right, you're not allowed to. The Torah permits eating only those land animals that chew their cud
yes.
and have cloven hooves. So, four animals, the hare, hyrax, I don't know what that is, camel and pig, are specifically identified as being forbidden.
Hare is forbidden?
Yes. Because they only possess one of the above characteristics. Winged creatures. There's
Pardon?
A list of winged creatures that can be consumed.
Oh, right. These are birds.
Not to be consumed, sorry. Not to be consumed.
You mean no winged creatures are to be consumed?
No, there's a list.
Oh, right. Cool.
Right, mainly birds of prey, fish-eating water birds, and bats.
Fish-eating water birds are not allowed?
No.
Duck is not allowed?
Duck would not be allowed, no. Do duck eat fish?
Oh, good question.
I think so, because geese are allowed.
Well, if the geese are allowed, ducks are allowed.
Yeah. Only those fish have... Oh, my Christ.
Pelicans are not allowed.
No. Torah permits only those fish which have both fins and scales to be eaten. Okay, well, for my...
You can see why rabbis are kept in full-time occupation.
Here's a cheese sandwich. Is that allowed? Right, okay. Then it has to be ritually slaughtered.
Okay, that's when slaughters. You can't slaughter a carrot.
Oh, God. Well, that gets very grim.
This is about how you drain the blood from the animal, no?
Oh, my God. This goes on and on and on and on.
This is because some Jewish contributor has added 20 paragraphs to the...
It has all the hallmarks of the worst aspects of the Catholic Church and keeping a distance between the common man and the practitioners.
I don't think it's more complex.
Well, I mean, that's what I say. It's got all those...
It's massive. Pretty massive.
You're the common man. You can't do this. You need a... And then it has elements of... You know, all these rules about which you can... I mean, why the hare? What ecological reason wouldn't be allowed to have a hare is beyond me.
Because a hare doesn't have a cloven foot.
Well, that's
I didn't know anything about hares.
No, it's actually to do with their digest. They don't chew the cud. So they do have the cloven feet.
What do hares eat? Well, they don't chew the cud, obviously. Rabbits. What if, does it say rabbits?
Didn't mention rabbits. Maybe they don't have rabbits in the Middle East. That's the other thing, of course.
But they have hares.
They have hares. Turkey are on the list, which is interesting. Because you sort of think, well, surely there weren't any turkeys in Israel.
You can't eat turkey.
Well, it's on the list somehow, which means it's either forbidden or it's allowed.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's a good, that's a useful one. Yes, turkey is either forbidden or allowed.
Yes, I found out something. I'm actually 100% sure that's the case.
You left that off your Christmas card, you know. I'm 100% sure that turkey is either allowed or not allowed.
I'm 100% certain that turkey is kosher or not kosher.
So to say something is kosher, you see, that's the other thing. The word, the phrase has morphed into, you know, that's allowed or not allowed, or that's, you know, an okay thing. You know, it had nothing, it's moved beyond Jewish culture to saying that's kosher.
Yeah. Well, we use that phrase.
Yeah.
Something is in order or not.
Well, I've learned something there. Obviously, since I know about this much about kosher.
Yeah. Well, now you know even less, but proportionally.
I once upon a time knew it. It was about not having a cloven foot or having whichever one of them it was.
Yeah, it's
not having a cloven foot, I presume. The devil has a cloven foot, which was.
Yeah, but he doesn't chew the cud.
Yeah, but you only have to have one of these.
No, you have to have both. That's why. A camel has a cloven foot, but doesn't chew the cud, according to.
So what does that mean? Camel is okay.
No, camel is off. Camel is not on the menu.
Is it a cow has a cloven foot? Is this correct?
So let me just see. The Torah permits eating only those land animals, that chew the cud and have cloven hooves.
Okay.
So four animals, the hare. Now, I never realised that the hare had cloven hooves, but, you know, you learn something. Hyrax, which I don't know what that is, but I'm going to guess it's some kind of gazelle. Camel and pig are specifically identified as being forbidden because they only possess one of the characteristics. Oh, the hare, the hyrax, and the camel are hindgut fermenters and chew their cud, but do not have cloven hooves.
So if you don't have a cloven hoof, you can't be kosher.
Correct. And of course the devil does not have a cloven hoof, I think he actually has. Anyway.
That means you can't be a cannibal. Jewish people are not permitted to be cannibals. Humans don't have cloven feet, do we?
Humans are land animals.
Yes, and we do chew the cud.
Do we chew the cud, though? I don't know.
My father used to always talk about chewing the cud.
Yeah.
I'll chew it over.
Yeah, our hindgut fermenters. It seems to be the hindgut fermenting.
Do you mean if you chew the cud, but you're not a hindgut...
No, you have to... Oh, my God.
How many guts do humans have? Just one?
We've got the one. Hindgut fermented.
Roger, I think we've gone down a rabbit hole.
Now we have, because now I'm into the world of cecum, efficiency, types, insect... You know. I mean, whoever came up with this?
I will have to ask my daughter-in-law, who is Jewish, but not Orthodox. By the way, what is kosher?
What is an Orthodox Jew? I mean, do you have Orthodox Catholics and non-Orthodox Catholics, or non-Orthodox Catholics really known as Protestants? I mean,
Jews are classified in, according to one typology, into three types: Orthodox. Hang on a second. Liberal. and atheistic. I've seen that. I've read that somewhere.
Because Orthodox to me suggests an element of following rules.
I'm
resisting the word strict. There's a set of rules and we follow them.
Yeah.
Liberal, there's a set of rules and then more like.
And you pick and choose whichever ones you want.
So, from Orthodox, I think there's a step up to. Is it Hasidic?
No, the Hasids are a group of Jews which are definitely Orthodox, but there are non-Hasid Orthodox Jews, I believe.
And they, non-Hasid, that they would be a step down, sounds like to me, that the Hasidic Jews are very... Or I don't know,
I think all Hasids are Orthodox, but not all Orthodox are Hasids. This is one of these logical things.
So therefore, Hasids are doing something the Orthodox aren't.
Therefore, Hasids go on holidays to... Anyway, well,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God,
how ignorant are we? The two men who support North London clubs, and we've got very little understanding of Jewish community.
And one of them is owned by a Jew.
I suppose you class Spurs as more Jewish than Arsenal, but I know Arsenal has a sizable Jewish support.
I would have thought so, yeah.
I mean, just by location.
You could say that Arsenal have a lot of Turkish supporters.
They do.
Just up the road from...
There's loads of...